Welcome to the Retirement Summit, powered by Summit Wealth Strategies. Senior Wealth Advisors Sean O'Keefe and Dan Blair are here every week to help you live your best life in retirement.
A stock isn't a retirement plan.
It's just having a stock.
It's a stock.
With over 60 years of combined experience in the financial industry, Sean and Dan are your guides on the retirement trail.
You really need to protect your wealth before you wreck your wealth.
That's right.
And now, the Retirement Summit.
Hey, it's Sean O'Keefe.
Hey, and I'm Dan Blair here with our co-host Jerry Payne to bring you the information you need to live your best life in retirement.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you this week.
Great to be with you, Jerry.
Every Saturday. It's always a good time.
Yeah, man.
On this week's show, we'll look at the possibility of a recession. Things seem to be going well right now, but should we still be concerned? We'll talk about what to do with a 401k from a previous employer, and a country music star talks about how important his team is. But first, last week, if you were joining us, we told you about a new rule that's taking effect next year about 401ks. If you are over 50 and make more than $145,000 a year, catch-up provisions that you save will have to go into a Roth. But now, they've discovered some wording in the law that says if a company doesn't have a Roth option in their 401k plan, no one of any income level will be able to use the catch-up option until that happens. So that's an issue there. There, of course, could be a delay until they get things worked out in Congress. In the meantime, guys, is there another place to put that catch-up money to help save on taxes in the future, or should we just have faith that Congress is going to get this thing worked out just in the nick of time?
I trust Congress.
You can't even say that with a straight face, Sam.
It kind of reminds me of what, 2009, when Nancy Pelosi says, you just need to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Why bother reading it?
Jerry, that's pretty funny that we're circling back on this topic, as this is something that the three of us mentioned last show. I mean, here we go. Just dig deeper. But many 401ks that didn't have that post-tax or the Roth option to be able to catch up if your household income was more than $145,000. But you remember, the rule was that your household had to be over 50 years old.
Right.
And if the 401k doesn't have a Roth option, oh boy, now everyone, no matter what their income happens to be, can't contribute to the catch-up. That's kind of what the definition of bureaucracy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if pro is the opposite of con, what is the opposite of progress? I'll let you fill in the blank. There you go.
That's right. All right, Jerry, so to answer your question on where you can place catch-up money to help save on taxes, there are some really good options out there. And, you know, we don't like to talk about products very often. We like to talk strategies. But there's a risk-free investment that we have been utilizing as a piece of our planning for our clients, which covers all four of our retirement peaks. And if you're a new listener out there, real quick, our retirement peaks are, number one, we have to worry about income. If you have the assets, we want to grow and protect those assets. We want to address cost of care and, of course, transferring wealth in the most tax-efficient way. But this investment option can be set up as a Roth IRA. It can be set up as an IRA, and it will provide a real dollar premium bonus of 15% at the issue. Okay, well, Jerry, if that's not a catch-up, then I don't really know what is. It's a pretty good bump right there.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a pretty attractive option for the right person, and want to make sure that we say everyone's situation is different. This is why Sean and Dan make time for radio listeners who are interested in these things to find out if it's the right fit for you. It takes sitting down. Our number, if you want to get in touch with Sean and Dan today, 720-806-6885. Dan, what else should we know about this particular strategy?
You know, this strategy, it covers all four of those retirement peaks. So we can look at income, it can look at growth and protection, cost of care, and wealth transfer. But this value also has a secondary value built into it called a benefit base. And any interest that the account value grows by, the benefit base is going to double that two times. And, you know, the whole purpose of that is it's really significant, actually. For example, many of us that are paying attention knows that Social Security is estimated to be depleted. That trust is estimated to be gone by 2034 unless Social Security is adjusted. And so if you're feeling insecure about Social Security, guess what? You're not alone out there. Mm-hmm. So in this investment world that we're in, they are also paying attention and being proactive. So if your Social Security benefits get adjusted in the future by even 3%, then this enhanced benefit base will be divided out by 12 years to fill in the gaps of what your Social Security would be reduced by. It is talked about that even in the eyes of the government, a wealthy household, get this, is earning $75,000 a year or more.
Huh.
Okay. If that happens, it's talked about in all this new data that your Social Security would be reduced by up to 25%. So this investment can be used, number one, as a catch up for, you know, not being able to contribute post 50 years old for a 401k. But it also could be used to fill in the gaps in other areas commonly overlooked, such as cost of care and wealth transfer and in the Social Security areas. So we're not going to go down the road right now, but hang in there for a later segment as we discuss a little bit more of this planning and how we feel the inevitable Social Security reduction is there in order for Social Security to last. So if you'd like to see what this 401k catch-up alternative is, Social Security gap plan, and the cost of care supplement plan all built into one, give us a call or just email us, and we'll customize one of these very specific to your planning needs. And yeah, give us a shout.
You're listening to the Retirement Summit Radio Show with Sean O'Keefe and Dan Blair of Summit Wealth Strategies. And if you would like to find out more about this particular tool that Dan has been talking about today, how it could fit into your plan, if it's a right fit for you, give them a call now at 720-806-6885. One more time, that's 720-806-6885. If you've done a great job saving for retirement, you've got $500,000 or more of investable assets saved, Sean and Dan can help you build a unique, customized, just for you strategy for your retirement years. That's 720-806-6885. For the first five callers today, we can schedule that appointment for you. It's complimentary. There's no cost to sit down with Sean and Dan. 720-806-6885. Or you can go through the website and email them there at gosummitwealth.com. Guys, one of the attractive parts of annuities is that they offer guaranteed income in retirement. But one of the criticisms is that you don't have access to all your money. Annuity advocate Cheryl Moore, friend of the program, says that that's not necessarily true.
You can take money out through an annuity through penalty-free withdrawals, which every year most annuities allow you to access 10% of your policy's value without being penalized. You can get liquidity from an annuity through the death benefit because they pay the full account value on death almost always, depending on the contract. You can get liquidity from an annuity through taking guaranteed lifetime withdrawal payments. They offer a tremendous amount of liquidity, and so I think they get a bad rap when people try and say your money is locked up when you buy an annuity.
Okay, guys. So Cheryl is an annuity advocate, and then there are other people out there who say, I would never use an annuity. I wouldn't wish an annuity on my worst enemy. And you always have to consider the source. So what can we make of this? And when you have clients that maybe have heard something about annuities that's not necessarily true, do you find that their attitude changes when you show them how they can be customized?
Well, first of all, Jerry, you know, we hear that all the time, a lot of negativity about annuities. What it really comes down to in most cases is lack of knowledge. And, you know, it kind of goes back to your grandparents or your parents' annuity. You know, annuities have been around for well over 100 years, 150 years. And, of course, Social Security is a form of an annuity. But the annuities in general that get the bad rap are called variable annuities. And, of course, variable annuities, you don't have risk protection of your principal that you put in. You're subject to market volatility. They also have high fees. They can have fees upwards of 4%. So you have that volatility and high fees. It can create some issues for somebody that's in or near retirement. So the new generation of annuities, however, based on, you know, what Cheryl Moore mentioned, is that they do have liquidity. Annuities are liquid, and you know there is surrender charges built into these in most annuities, varying degrees of surrender charges, but they're offset by any credits, and they also have free withdrawals, as she mentioned a few moments ago. And they have a death benefit. Something happens to you, get hit by a bus. Unfortunately, it's going to go to your beneficiaries, whoever that might be. And then the new generation of annuities, however, there's a lot of ways we can show you how they're liquid. Usually not for 1 year, but after that, we can show you how to create liquidity. And that could be through lifetime income. It could be through withdrawals. There's a number of ways to take distributions from an annuity. And the new generation of annuities, Jerry, they're tied to indexes. They get index market rate returns. So, you know, the old days of getting 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, you don't see that. Now you're seeing, yeah, they have a guarantee of zero. You can't do worse than zero, but you can get good market rate returns, you know, and we're seeing at all-time highs right now the way the indexes are crediting. So good returns. They are risk protected. You can't lose any of the principal. And another thing, as I mentioned, is fees. Many of the annuities that are used, we have over 1,000 different annuity combinations. They have no fees. And the ones that we do use that provide the guaranteed lifetime income, those specific annuities have relatively low fees compared to, say, a variable annuity, like 1.3 or less in a fee structure. So the myth that they have illiquidity, they don't get good returns, they don't have a death benefit, and they have market risk, that's not true.
You know, one thing that we like to always point out when we're discussing annuities into planning is don't be sold something. Don't buy something. It should be, you'd be thinking strategy. How am I going to utilize this in my overall planning? Because it's really, it's just a piece of the whole plan. And studies have shown that if someone has at least some of their money creating a lifetime income, no matter what happens out there, which they can become very predictable in a very unpredictable time, is that they have a higher sense of confidence going into retirement, that they have a Social Security each for a couple, maybe another guaranteed lifetime income. And it just helps bring that ease and that confidence they may have in it. So one thing that we've been doing here at Summit, since the crediting rates, as Sean has mentioned, are at an all-time high in crediting rates, because as the Fed raises rates, it's not good for much besides money markets, CD rates, and annuity rates. So we've been doing annuity refis. We're just calling them that because when interest rates are low, people go and refinance their mortgage for a better mortgage rate.
Sure.
So when interest rates are high, well, what do people do? Well, you might want to look at refinancing and get into another annuity and just replacing them. And what we find is that when you have a large, significant real dollar bonus, and number one, it has to be suitable, meaning it has to be putting you in a better position from day one, then it's a way to get out and reposition or refi. And you may want to look at that if you have an annuity that you just are not happy with, then it may be an opportunity to get out at this time.
And one other thing, just one last thing, is that when you do that, the annuity replacement or refi, it's on a tax-free basis. It's done on a 1035 exchange, so you're not paying taxes when you move it from one to the other.
Okay. So some key things to know about this next generation of annuities. You may have heard a lot about them, but there are some things that you may not know. And ultimately, to find out if it's a good fit for you for a portion of your overall retirement plan, it takes sitting down one-on-one and putting that plan on paper with professionals like Sean O'Keefe and Dan Blair, Senior Wealth Advisors at Summit Wealth Strategies. If you would like to sit down and find out if this is a good fit for you, an income solution for retirement, give them a call today. If you saved $500,000 or more of investable assets for retirement, congratulations, great job. Now let's start talking about how to preserve, grow, and generate income from that wealth. Give Sean and Dan a call now at 720-806-6885. For the first five callers, Sean and Dan will sit down and start to build a customized plan for your retirement years. 720-806-6885. There's no cost for that appointment or obligation. You can also find them online at GoSummitWealth.com. This week in 2009, that Shark Tank premiered on ABC. Now, do you guys watch the show or are you familiar with it? I don't get to catch it that often anymore, but it's been around, I mean, almost 15 years now.
I've watched it. You know, I don't watch it. I don't say, oh my gosh, Shark Tank's on.
Yeah.
You know, but I do like, you know, Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah,
I like his perception of things and how he articulates why he feels a certain way about a certain business opportunity, but just in the economics in general and the world economy in general, he has a good point of view.
Yeah, pretty sharp guys up there, guys and gals. There's some very sharp sharks on the show. And Kevin O'Leary actually says that about 20% of the deals that they make on the show never go through, and that's due to the investors' due diligence. When they take a closer look at the product, do some testing, and then take a closer look at the contestants' business and personal finances. Now, you're not evaluating someone's products when they're coming in. They're not pitching you something that they're going to plan on selling to the general public, but you do have to do your due diligence with their retirement portfolios. So when you take a look at that, what are some areas that you commonly find need to be addressed?
You know, when we send out our confidential client profile that they would fill out, and that's really the heavy legwork that they have to do, then we take over and start doing the planning. But there's some good questions in there, and it's giving us a little insight before we really meet them of who they are, how they think, what their risk levels are. And it really puts in what really matters to them, what keeps them up. And that's very important. But, you know, we can't work with everybody. We can't. Do we want to? Sure. We absolutely love that relationship, but not everyone's a fit for us either, because there's a lot of individuals that sometimes want to listen but don't really take the advice either. They feel, hey, I just want something for free. Tell me what to do and whatnot. But we value, I mean, I can't say this with more heart, that we value that relationship. We truly do. And the planning just gives us goosebumps sometimes when we can see the difference between someone walking into the office, truly wanting some help, taking them through the plan, bringing a lot of that, oh, look at that. Mm. You know, we do have hope. We're good. We're in a recession. We're not in a recession. We could go into recession. What happens to Social Security? What if it's reduced? It's all built into the plans, and we have solutions for everything that can come at us.
So it's about answering and preparing for the what-ifs. You may have some of those what-ifs running through your mind today. What if we go into a recession? What if I haven't saved enough? What if, when I want to retire, I don't have my plan in order? Well, you can get the answers to those questions. Or what if my job is no longer there quicker than I expected? These are all questions that we sometimes think about, and you can get the answers to these questions by sitting down and building a customized plan for retirement with senior wealth strategists Sean O'Keefe and Dan Blair at Summit Wealth Strategies. For the first five callers today who have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, Sean and Dan are offering a complimentary appointment to sit down and start working on your plan. That includes a portfolio x-ray and a stress test of where you are right now. Give Sean and Dan a call at 720-806-6885. For the first five callers, that appointment is complimentary. 720-806-6885, or visit their website at gosummitwealth.com. Well, if you changed jobs, and a lot of people did over the last few years during the course of the pandemic, you have a big question to ask about that 401k from a previous employer, what to do with it. Now, an article that I read in the Daily Mail website talked about the growing trend of cash-ins. In other words, people are withdrawing their entire 401k and not rolling it over to their next employer or putting it into an IRA. So this is a big mistake when it comes to retirement planning. Let's talk about a few of the reasons why that people may just not know about.
Yeah, the first thing, I would not recommend rolling your 401k over into a new 401k. Move it into an IRA, your own individual retirement account. It's a non-taxable event when you do that rollover. And then you have many more options or ways that you can invest that money. And people think that 401ks have no or very low fees. In most cases, the fees are pretty high in 401ks. So you're not really saving anything
just,
by keeping it there.
They're just tucked away a little bit farther.
Yeah,
in
yeah they hide it. They hide the fees underneath the blankets. But anyway, yeah, so doing a rollover is a good idea. You have more control of, over that than you do in a 401k.
A lot of people don't really realize that if you're a married couple and your wife or your husband passes away and it's in a 401k, then they're receiving that typically in a not so tax efficient manner, where if it's in an IRA, then it just becomes a spousal IRA at that point. So it's an easier transition of that account.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dan. And, you know, we also hear, and you mentioned, Jerry, that there's a lot of people that are cashing in their 401ks. And, you know, if somebody has a small 401k, you know, and their income is fairly low and they have some debt they need to pay off, you know, and their tax liability is pretty low, it might make sense, you know, to do that, to clear the deck on your debt. But if you have a large 401k, you need to have strategy if you're thinking about cashing it in. You need to really think about the implications, the tax implications, and then all the benefits of the compounding growth that you're going to lose by cashing it in.
You know, I want to bring this to a real life example, too, because I think about people, there is this dream of having your mortgage paid off in retirement. And for a lot of people, they will look at retirement as an opportunity to take maybe not the entire thing, but a big portion of their 401k out and use that to pay off their mortgage. Is this something that you take a look at for people that are, you know, they want to eliminate that monthly payment? But I mean, I think if you do that, the math has to work in order for it to make sense.
Yeah, Jerry, this is actually really fun planning for us. And it sounds really good, like, oh, wow, I don't have my mortgage payment going into retirement. But you really have to run those numbers and figure out how much am I setting myself back in my liquidity, my liquid monies, compared to not having a mortgage payment. How much of the mortgage is left? How much of the assets are there? How much of the 401k or whatever asset that we're going to liquidate? What's the tax implications on that? Is it pushing me up into different tax brackets? Is it pushing me up in the IRMA rates? IRMA rates are, you know, when you get into Medicare, if your income's a certain level, you pay more for Medicare, which is deducted from your Social Security. So there's so many scenarios, but this is fun. This is a fun planning. It's like, hey, let me roll over your 401k. No, that's boring. Okay, let's get into some real strategy and planning. This is the fun stuff. So we do this frequently. We really do, because, you know, who we're working with for the most part is people on the right on the edge of retirement, you know, within that 5-year window, already retired. And this is where, you know, we are in some of the lowest tax brackets in history. So it could be an opportunity to do so. But we'll side by side about 4 different scenarios of paying off the house, what assets to use, how it affects your next 2 years of IRMA rates, because it looks back over 2 years. So there's a lot of different things. This is what we do. This is a fun part of planning. And if you want to have that conversation, give us a call. This is where we really enjoy what we do.
Yeah, one other thing, when you say cashing in a 401k, think about that for a second. Let's say you have a $100,000 401k you're thinking about cashing in. So depending on what your current tax bracket is, if you're in a 20% plus state, you know, you're looking at roughly 25%. Okay, so if you have to pay $25,000 in taxes, where's that money going to come from? So if you take it out of the 401k, all right, now you're 75, but actually, now that you've taken that out of the 401k, you got to pay tax on the tax. So that 25 you've withdrawn is also taxable. So you're creating a tax on tax on tax every time you take a withdrawal. So you really have to do a plan in order to do a cash in or get rid of a 401k. There needs to be a strategy behind that.
Well, there's a lot to consider when you're talking about these big withdrawals. Everybody tells us to save and invest for retirement, and we do a good job with that over the course of our careers. But when it comes time to start accessing that money, whether you are using it to pay off a house, maybe an emergency with a family, or you're just interested in getting it back out in the most efficient manner possible, these are big questions. These are big topics. This is what Sean and Dan do every single day. And between the two of them, they have over 60 years of experience combined helping people build customized strategies for retirement. So they're a great resource. If you have any questions today, if you'd like to start building your very own customized plan for retirement, give Sean and Dan a call. For the first 5 callers who have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, they will make that appointment complimentary. It's 720-806-6885. There's no cost or obligation when sitting down with Sean and Dan. Make that call today, 720-806-6885, or visit their website at GoSummitWealth.com. Guys, that's all the time that we've got for this week. But before the end of the show, we always want to shine a spotlight on someone doing something great in the community. Who do we have this week?
So yesterday I volunteered at Covenant Cupboard Food Bank in Greenwood Village. It's a great organization. It's part of the Food Bank of the Rockies. It's serving over 100 families a week, all their groceries. There's a big demand out there, as we talked about. There's a lot of people that are hurting and need help. With that, they need volunteers, mainly on Fridays, but they do need some throughout the week. Also, you can donate food and cash to the Covenant Cupboard Food Bank.
All right. That website, covcupboard.org. Go check out the website if you would like to get involved or volunteer. That's all the time that we have for this week, guys. We'll be back at the same time next week. For now, I'll let you have the last word.
I want to thank all of our listeners for sharing their weekend with us and hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Tick tock, tick tock. The summer's going by. It's getting deep into August, so get out there, enjoy summer. And as always, we strive to help our clients live their best life in retirement. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Retirement Summit podcast. If you have any questions on how the Summit Wealth team can help you, reach out at 720-806-6885 or visit GoSummitWealth.com. And make sure to subscribe to our feed so you can enjoy the Retirement Summit podcast anytime on demand.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Summit Wealth Strategies LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Summit Wealth Strategies, LLC. Colorado Insurance License Number 546-856.
Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Colorado Insurance License 546-856. MarketGuard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. MarketGuard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.